Thank you and good morning. An unidentified man remains in critical condition after he was shot by an Arcata police officer during an altercation at 14th and G Streets at just before 7 o'clock last night. The 26-year-old man, who was seen drinking from an open container, was approached by officers who reported that he began swinging a 3-foot-long wooden stick and a cane in a threatening fashion. One officer used a taser on the man, which had no effect, and a second officer fired shots at the man, striking him. Officers then provided medical aid, and the man was taken to the hospital, where he underwent emergency surgery. He remains in critical condition. The incident is now under investigation by the County Critical Incident Response Team. On May 9th, 57-year-old Oakland resident David Tan Lee, along with friends and family, traveled to Fort Bragg to do some abalone diving. Lee entered the water that morning, and it was the last time he was seen by his family after he disappeared in rough ocean waters off Moat Creek Beach. On Tuesday morning, a local resident who had gone down to the beach to check surf conditions found a body clad in a wetsuit and dive gear face down in the surf. That body was later confirmed to be that of Lee, and an autopsy has been scheduled to determine his manner of death. Jordan Christmas has news from Weaverville.
The Trinity County Sheriff's Office booked a Weaverville man into county jail after law enforcement discovered that he was exchanging child pornography with an out-of-state resident. Detectives received tips from an unnamed out-of-state law enforcement agency that 33-year-old Jesse Jerome Land was sending and receiving child pornography from a person out-of-state, and deputies responded to Land's residence in Weaverville. Land, a registered sex offender, admitted to the allegations. Land was booked for being a registered sex offender in possession of matter depicting sexual conduct of a minor.
Thank you, Jordan. The Corbell Sawmill will be milling logs once again now that an agreement has been reached between the Trinity River Timber Company and Green Diamond Resource. Trinity River announced yesterday that it has purchased the mill, lumber yards, and its equipment and entered into a long-term lease for the mill site. Trinity River, which rebuilt its Weaverville sawmill in 2011 after it burned down in 2009, will mill small-diameter Douglas fir harvested by Green Diamond. Trinity River Vice President Frank Schmidbauer said in a statement that the Corbell Mill is a great addition and will be complementary to the company's mill in Eureka and to Schmidbauer Lumber. Fifth District Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, who watched two sawmills close in recent years, said he's glad to see a reinvestment in our local timber infrastructure in northern Humboldt County. Local cities and community services districts could see a change in mandatory water conservation regulations after the State Water Resources Control Board meets today. Currently, local cities and service districts must meet mandatory conservation targets of between 4% and 24%, but following a year of normal rain and snowfall, those conservation percentages could be lowered. Local reservoirs like Ruth Lake filled up over the winter, and the broad regulations on waterways issued by the governor's office remain in effect, but more local control over conservation efforts is the goal of the water district and its customers. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. That State Water Board meeting will have a direct impact on Humboldt County and the Humboldt Municipal Water District. General Manager Paul Heliker, along with the general managers of local service districts, have sent a letter to the State Water Board that argues for more local control over local conservation efforts. Heliker said the district is prepared for conservation.
Every water agency in the state has a plan. Every year, when there's a dry year, when there are two dry years, and so on. And we implement those plans whenever we need to. For Ruth Lake, for example, if it reaches a certain storage level, that's when we invoke this requirement of cutting back. So if we had that situation, our customers and we are prepared to take action.
In addition to above average rainfall this winter, the snowpack is back to normal levels, and that will mean plenty of snowmelt to fill reservoirs, except in the southern part of the state. But even there, drought concerns have lessened.
Now, you could say that because of the water distribution system and the fact that some of the southern reservoirs have not filled up to their average levels because we haven't been able to move the water down there. You could say that Southern California may have to deal with some shortages in different places, but when I was talking to my friends who are the general managers of the water agencies down there, they're saying they're not expecting any shortage of supply.
Currently, Eureka, Arcata, and McKinleyville CSD must meet a 4% drop in usage, Humboldt CSD 12%, and Fortuna 24%. Those numbers could drop depending on decisions made by state officials. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.